As one generation in America looks to the future, another in Europe is emerging from a dark past. For years, they've been known as the war children, thousands of French, now in their 60s, fathered by German soldiers during World War II. Germany is finally recognizing them as German citizens as well, and they're finally beginning to speak about growing up a child of the enemy. Eleanor Beardsley has their story.
Jeanine Nivois-Sylvestre lives in a small Normandy village not far from the one she grew up in. Sitting in her garden surrounded by her grandchildren, the 67-year-old says she is finally at peace with who she is. But it has taken her a lifetime to get here. She still vividly remembers the day a girlfriend informed her that her father was a German soldier. She was 13 years old.
I cried all night. I had been a happy child who sang in the streets. But the next day I crossed the village with my head down, thinking how everyone knew. I was so ashamed. But most of all, I was so afraid that my father was a killer.
Nivois-Sylvestre was only 4 when her mother died in the Allied bombing of Normandy. She was partly raised by her maternal grandfather, who had disowned his daughter after she became pregnant by a German. He took out all his anger on his surviving granddaughter.
He would say things like, "Get out of here, you dirty beast." He had large hands, and he would often slap me. He was aggressive and injurious, and I never understood why, because he was so nice with my cousins. But at 13, it all fell into place.
Nivois-Sylvestre says she and others whose fathers were German soldiers all speak the same language of suffering and shame. In 2005, after getting to know other war children, Nivois-Sylvestre founded the French National Association of War Children. Today, the group has over 300 members. They offer each other support and work with German authorities to learn about their fathers. 67-year-old Pierre Mellet found out he has a German half-sister. He's a member of the organization and visits regularly with Nivois-Sylvestre. Mellet says he didn't discover that his father was a German soldier until he was nearly 60. Only after his stepfather died did he broach the subject with his elderly mother.
It was too painful for her. She couldn't tell me everything, so it's only now that I'm learning things from her friends. I found out she didn't have her head shaved after the war, but she was imprisoned with the other women who frequented German soldiers. It's not easy to stir up the past. You never know what you're going to find.
Mele says he found out that his father, like many German soldiers who fathered children in France, was transferred to the Eastern Front and was not heard from again. Nivois-Sylvestre has never found her father. She says no one ever talked to her about her parents until 1972, when one of her mother's best friends told her what she remembered.
He was a musician. He was Austrian. She remembered him very well because he was funny and cheerful, but she couldn't recall his last name. And she said he and my mother were in love.
Nivois-Sylvestre says she always felt ashamed to talk with her own children about her past. It is only now with her grandchildren that she feels she can speak freely. Every Wednesday, when French schools are closed, her 4 grandchildren spend the day with her and her husband, and they sit down to a family lunch. Nivois-Sylvestre says the kids know about their German great-grandfather, and 10-year-old Martin has taken a real interest in him. One of Martin's French great-grandfathers spent 5 years in a German prison camp during the war, and Martin has his own ideas about that. He asks his grandmother if maybe her father captured his other grandpapa. When she asks him if he would be upset if that were the case, young Martin says no, it wasn't his fault if he was a soldier. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Menier-en-Bray, Normandy.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.